Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
There's hope today that a phased reopening of special needs schools and special classes in mainstream primary schools will begin this day week. For more on this, let's speak to Josepha Madigan, who's Minister of State for Special Education and Inclusion. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. This will be very, very welcome for the innumerable number of families with children with special needs who've been texting this programme over the last week or so. But how confident are you that this phased reopening will go ahead this day next week? Can you give a cast iron guarantee?
I cannot give a cast iron guarantee, Cormac, but what I can say is that there's a really shared commitment and a shared ambition from all of us, particularly those of us that met in the meeting this morning. There were a number of different stakeholders, education partners, unions, parents' associations, and all of us said that we would concurrently communicate that our desire to open special schools and special classes and indeed children with additional significant needs in mainstream classes next Thursday. So it is a very positive development.
So it's only a target at the moment?
No, I would say it's more than a target. Really, there's logistics that obviously need to be worked out. There are some issues that need to be worked out still, you know, things around childcare and a few other different issues. But we are confident that overall that we can reach that.
What's the plan on childcare?
Well, the plan on childcare obviously is if there are children who need to teach, that we can ensure that we have a place for their and capacity for their children.
For parents who need to teach and who have to attend school on site,
what is
the plan? Yeah, so do you have a plan for them?
So, well, the plan is that we ensure that we have capacity and that there is childcare provision for them.
You mean creches?
Yes, creches and other childcare provisions. So that's something that we're working on with the unions and with our education partners.
How do creches feel about increasing their numbers at a time when you're telling everyone else to stay at home, I wonder?
Yeah, we'll just say, first of all, the school staff are on the essential worker list and there are no capacity issues that we, as far as we're concerned. Sorry, will you repeat the next question? Sorry, Cormac.
Yeah, but so there is no problem with school, with creches or childcare then, is that right?
No, since teachers are, so
there is no question. I mean, that was raised, I think, by the INTO and FORSA, was it not, as one of their issues?
Yeah, they have. So if there are any outstanding issues at all in relation to that, we will work through them.
So you've put that to bed, that one, have you?
We have. You can never say never about anything, but I don't think. I certainly, Minister Foley, and certainly some of the other education partners and unions would be speaking out unless we were extremely confident that we would be in a position to work through all the various issues.
Can I just get clarity on one thing? We've reached the very first obstacle, and I'm not sure if it's been dealt with or not. Is childcare still an issue or not, in your opinion?
In my opinion, judging from the meeting that we had today, I'd be very surprised if it was still an issue.
Okay. Can we move on to some other issues that were raised by Andy Pike of FORSA on the News at One and also by other unions as well? They want a greater degree of confidence that it's actually safe for their members to attend on site. And they want specific up-to-date public health briefings for their staff. That it's safe to attend on site, as I say, and they have particular concerns around issues relating to testing and tracing. Can you reassure them?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you know, Andy was on the call for 2 hours or an hour and a half this morning. We will engage extensively and continue to engage with him over the next week on any issues that they have. The schools, as we know, are not amplification settings. They are safe environments. When we're talking about special schools and special classes, we're talking, you know, about PPE, we're talking about medical grade masks for SNAs, things like that. They're absolutely crucial that, you know, that they're provided. And, you know, we have to remember as well, when we're talking about the special education sector, there's only 18,000. So it's a very small cohort of the 1 million or so children. So it's a very small amount of children.
The new variant, and this was a conversation that was held last week and a point made by the unions. The new variant of COVID-19 is more transmissible, more infectious, and they are concerned about it.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. And that's why, you know, we have all the PPE put in place, why we have sanitisation, why we have put in considerable resources to ensure that schools are safe environments. And we know Dr. Ronan Glynn has continually said and that the international evidence shows that child-to-child and child-to-adult transmission of COVID in schools is uncommon, and it's very low.
It is more common in the new variant, isn't that right?
But even if it is, and I'm not a medic myself, but even if it is, it's to ensure that the place itself is looked after, and that there's PPE and that there's adequate resources. I mean, when you think about the fact with a special class, like an ASD unit, there are only six pupils, two SNAs and one teacher. So it's demonstrably smaller from a pupil-teacher ratio than it is for a normal mainstream class.
Can you categorically tell the people who you're asking to go into classrooms that the guidelines as we have had them from the beginning in relation to social distancing and hygiene and PPE, that protects as they are against the new variant of COVID-19?
Yeah, well, I know that the CMO and ENFIT have inspected, not the CMO personally, but ENFIT have inspected 49 different special school settings. And they are of the view, like everything that we do, I mean, I've just been in the Dáil for the last 2 hours and you know, Minister Foley said it as well, everything we do in the Department of Education is with the advice of public health. It's absolutely crucial. And we're not going to put anyone in a position where they feel uncomfortable. And if someone has a high risk, a teacher, for example, or an SNA, there is an enhanced occupational healthcare service for them. And if there's a child that is high risk, there are designated teachers who will ensure continuity of learning with home tuition. So there are options there for those particular children.
But isn't it difficult, Minister, because the transmission of COVID-19 now is rampant in the community, as the HSE tells us, and that there are issues, difficulties around the testing and tracing system, and the system is no longer testing close contacts. Isn't it a possibility that a close contact of a positive case would unwittingly attend school next week?
You know, that there are risks with everything. But I mean, schools, you have to remember, were closed for travel reasons, for mobilisation, not because they were unsafe. It has never, ever been said by anybody from public health or indeed from the department or myself or Minister Foley that schools are unsafe. They are safe. And we've continuously and consistently
safer.
Said that. They are safe.
Safer than the safe is an absolute, isn't it? I mean, safer is a more precise term than transmission in the community.
We could be, I suppose, pedantic about it if you like.
Well, this is not being pedantic when we have 63 deaths reported last
year. Yeah, no, I absolutely appreciate that. And look, I do, by the way, understand the concerns that people have. I do understand that. But you know, everything we're doing is guided by public health. It's guided by the CMO. It's guided by ENFIT.
And they are telling us, that is my provision. Question. Minister, they are telling us that that transmission is rampant in the community. They are telling us that the tracing system cannot cope with the figures we have at the moment. And I'm putting it to you, is it a possibility that a close contact of a positive case could attend school next week unwittingly? And you're saying that is a possibility?
No. What I'm saying is that, you know, if a teacher... There is provision there for teachers who are afraid or are at a very high risk, and for children very high risk. But teachers are in essence essential workers, like Gardaí, like supermarket workers, like people that are out there. And we are working with all of the stakeholders to ensure and give them that reassurance that, you know, that we can have a safe reopening.
What reassurance are you giving them about the tracing system?
But just to say that there is agreement to work towards that safe reopening.
Yeah. But what reassurance are you giving them this evening about the tracing system? Are you saying it's now on top of all the figures again?
Well, the HSE Public Health engage with schools continuously in relation to all of those matters. And, you know, our job always is to listen to everybody. I mean, there was a huge amount of variety of parents' associations and various different organisation, parental groups, advocacy groups, and the teachers' unions themselves. And they tell us in detail what their issues are.
So,
and we're working towards those issues.
So tell us what they are telling you. Can you reassure the unions and the teachers that are,
but the unions have agreed,
and the children that are due to attend school next week on your request?
But what I'm saying to you,
let me get the question out, that the testing and tracing system is on top of the figures that we have at the moment.
But what I'm saying to you is we agreed in the meeting this morning that there will be concurrent communication in relation to getting everybody's cooperation in terms of reopening next Thursday. So it's not just a unilateral decision on my part or announcement on my part. This is something that is agreed by everybody. So that it is with the agreement of the unions.
A couple more questions for you quickly, if you don't mind. FORSA and the INTO have both asked for priority for staff working in special needs education for the COVID-19 vaccine. Is that being considered?
Well, first of all, special education staff are already on the priority list for vaccination. And I know that we have been written and we've spoken and we have continued engagement with the Department of Health in terms of the rollout of that vaccination.
The
difficulty is, as you know, there's 40,000 people in nursing home residents being vaccinated, and then there's going to be healthcare workers, then there's the over 65s. We're on schedule with the vaccination programme. So hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later.
Should the leaving cert be cancelled?
At this point in time, I know it's a firm commitment by the department. The leaving cert is under Minister Foley's remit, but I understand that her firm commitment is that the traditional leaving cert will go ahead. And I hope that there will be an announcement from her in early course in terms of providing clarity around that. But I know it's certainly the intention that it will go ahead.
Do you think it's fair, given that these students have missed a chunk of last year, they're missing a chunk of on-site learning this year, probably missing the mocks. There's a digital divide for disadvantaged schools as well. I mean, is this fair on them?
It's very, very tough. I mean, it's really, really tough. I mean, the whole pandemic has turned everything upside down. I have two teenagers myself. They're not doing the Leaving Cert, but I have a lot of people that I know, a lot of constituents that I know who have Leaving Cert students, and it's incredibly, incredibly difficult for them. And I know
that
teachers are doing their best in terms of remote teaching.
The Leaving Cert in this context with a particularly unfair burden to carry?
Well, actually, from last year, the disadvantaged schools actually did conceivably better than they had in other years in terms of the calculated grade. So I'm not sure that that's the case in this instance. And there's
a
huge amount.
Grades.
There are no. I'm not absolutely not at the moment. I'm not aware that there's any movement towards that. As I said, it's under Norma Foley's remit, the Leaving Cert. It's not under mine. Mine is special education. But my understanding is that it's going to go home in its traditional format. And there are supports there. Those in DESH schools as well and the disadvantaged pupils.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Minister Josepha Madigan of Fine Gael, thank you very much.